What's the mindset like now that you have these eight games to go and you're only two games out of first place?
Well, I think we got to take it one game at a time. I believe the guys understand and believe that. Over this last week, we did a lot of self-scouting, seeing what we can do better, what tendency we may need to break and go from there. But the mindset, and, I could tell you in the locker room, is very strong, and we believe that, we take it one game at a time. We could position ourselves to put us back in the talk.
How much of a distraction is it when you see, stuff about Smitty, in the newspaper or whatever, and speculation?
Well, I don't read it or listen to it, so it's not a distraction for me. And unfortunately, I'm a veteran at the bad situation. So, you just got to encourage my teammates and the coaching staff that, the 53 men in this locker room, we're only going to get ourselves out of this hole, and we just got to continue to focus on that.
Matt says you have a saying pertaining to what he just asked about, that we rent these lockers. When did you come up with that? I mean, how did that come about?
It's a very true statement. I mean, no matter how great a guy is, over the years, we all have favorite football players, but they're no longer in the locker room. So the organization will remain around. The ownership will stay around. But, the players come and go. So you have to remember that we are renting these things. And what you do with it is your legacy. And what you put on the film is a representation of who you are.
What is the soul searching show that you guys have done as you look back at the first eight games? What did you see, individually as well as from the team, just in terms of the soul searching?
I think individually and collectively as different groups, we all saw things that we could get better at, and we're going to continue to do so as a leader of the running back room. And, to continue to just run hard, break more tackles, and just continue to just play with the passion that we have been playing with. But, it magnified. I think everyone and every group can get better. And as far as the leader of my group, we're going to make sure that those guys do that.
Would you like to see this team run the ball more?
I mean, that's a trick question. Would you like to see a team run more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chew the clock.
How important would it be for you guys to run better on first down if you had some better down and distances? Seem like the offense would be able to move a little bit better.
Well, anytime you run the ball, you particularly against a number one defense in the Detroit Lions, if you want to go back to that game, you got to understand that they're going to win on some downs and we're going to win on some downs. It's about staying committed. It's about staying resilient. So I'm sorry, but the NFL is not PlayStation. So you got to learn to live with the small game as well as the big games that Antonio Smith will bring us.
The second half droughts for the offense have kind of hurt you a little bit. Second half droughts for the offense and three and outs, and times you really need to move the ball. What have you seen the difference in maybe first half and then second half?
I'm sure each game probably shows different things, but we as a team, mainly a young team, we got to learn to put teams away, not wait for or expect something bad to happen. But let's just go on and learn how to finish games out. And I think that is where right now where we're at. We just got to regain that confidence that we once had coming to the season. Early in the season, the month of September, we had a lot different language to ourselves. So we just got to get that back. And once you get that back, guys have to be reassured and confident in themselves.
Is that part of just you make that one play kind of become contagious and it just rolls from there?
Absolutely. Making plays, winning games, that's all becomes contagious. When guys see another guy make a play, you want the next guy to step up and do the same. And we're all competitors. We're all professional athletes. And I think guys do want to make the play. It's just a matter of fact going out there and doing it on a consistent basis.
And how about penalties? Coach Cutter yesterday talked about penalties in the fourth quarter. The self-inflicted stuff has been something that you guys are looking to do.
Yeah, anytime that you can help position yourself to put yourself in good down situations. That really helps for play calling as well when you're not putting yourself in first and second alone due to pre-snap penalties. That'll kill you every time.
Hey, congratulations on the 11,000 yards. Next up is O.J. Simpson. Were there any specific running backs that you had in mind as a kid that, maybe a goal sheet or something as a kid that you, kind of had on the list of guys, I'd like to someday pass this guy?
I'm still chasing those guys. I'm still chasing those guys. But, as a kid, being from a city that didn't have a home team, I've always been a fan of a lot of different running backs, appreciation for a lot of different styles. And, now approaching O.J. Simpson. It'll be a huge accomplishment once I pass him, as well as a lot of the other guys on the list that hopefully I can continue to climb up there and surpass.